Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the latest in our series of video weblogs. They have been going quite well through 2007, and now we're kicking off in 2008. I'm glad you tuned in. I hope we will keep you interested as the year goes on. We have had quite a few weeks here at NATO, and I'll use one headline to tell you two stories. The headline is NATO allies divided on how to tackle growing Afghan crisis. And I want to use this to talk about two things. First is how conversations in the media can become quite dissonant from what we see in terms of reality on the ground. There has been, any one of you who reads your national newspaper knows, there has been quite an exchange between NATO allies about who's doing what in Afghanistan, who's doing enough, who should do more, where it should be done. And while these discussions are perfectly normal in an alliance of 26, in a coalition of 40 under NATO command in Afghanistan, in this kind of very long operation that has force generation as a sort of daily activity, what's relatively new is how public it is and the sometimes a little bit accusatory overtones that some of these public comments have had, and it's led to exactly the kind of headline that I mentioned, division, crisis, and where we, within NATO headquarters, are a little bit at a loss is that this discussion has led to a media sense, a zeitgeist about Afghanistan, which we don't think reflects reality. Division, one of the ideas that's there. We have an ever-growing number of countries in the ISAF mission, now up to 40. We have increased the size of the force from 6,000 about 2 years ago to 43,000 now. No country from NATO has left the ISAF mission. But despite all of that, and that is an enormous amount of success as far as I'm concerned about how we're doing, the media coverage is very, very different. And it's sparked, I'm not blaming the media here, it's sparked by public exchanges between allies on force generation. So the Secretary General certainly believes that we should refocus our efforts on what we're doing on the ground and how it's going, and he's cautiously optimistic about how it's going, and tune down the public exchange, which he feels, and I fully agree, is obscuring progress on the ground and giving a false impression about division within the alliance. The second thing, and this is a little personal spokesman story, is the lesson that I have learned this week and last week, and that is you can give the same interview to the same people, but it'll be spun or can be spun in very different ways. I gave, in response to the Canadian Prime Minister's announcement that Canada was going to seek, amongst other things, a battle group to work with the Canadians in Kandahar, I spoke to a group of Canadian journalists and said all sorts of nice things about Canada, which are the Canadian contribution to Afghanistan, which of course we all believe, said that Canada was going to support in our way as much as we can the Canadian Prime Minister's attempts to secure extra troops in Kandahar, but also said that we believe that NATO's reputation and its future are both quite strong and are not really at risk as a result of these force generation discussions. Two different stories came out of that one interview. One was NATO pushes back on Prime Minister Harper, which was certainly not either the tone, the intent, or the reality of the interview. The second one was NATO will work to help the Canadians to find these extra troops, which was much more along the lines of the interview. Not only were there two versions of this, but then the media story became that NATO had changed positions because I'd gone from one to the other. So all this to say, it's an interesting job sometimes and hard to predict where it's going to go, but don't believe everything you read in the media. I think that's the sense that I got out of all of this. We have, at the time that I'm recording this, a ministerial meeting coming up in a few days. and you will have perhaps seen this by the time the meeting has taken place, but the issues that I just mentioned, in particular, progress on the ground versus media perception sparked by ministerial and other exchanges, that will be, I'm quite sure, a theme at Vilnius. And I hope that we will, as an alliance, as I said, turn down the rhetoric and focus again on reinforcing the success that we've had in Afghanistan. There are a whole host of issues on the agenda for Vilnius. We'll have our partners in Afghanistan with us, our partners in Kosovo with us, the Ukrainian defense minister, the Russian defense minister. There's a whole very broad agenda of substantive things that we're going to do, but clearly Afghanistan will be at the center of interest of the press corps, and I will look forward to meeting with them, just as I look forward to briefing you after the meeting has finished on what took place and the latest in the press. So thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll talk soon.